Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Al Newman. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Riles picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Riles. Newman moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam can't make a play. That's a base hit. Newman moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. Gagne moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky takes first base on ball four. Gagne moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Schroeder and he is out, Sviam applying the tag. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi catches it and throws to first to double up Sviam. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaetti. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Gaetti steals second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola can't make a play. That's a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-1 in the game. Davidson hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lombardozzi moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sviem hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Sviem reaches second base with a double. Brock moves to third. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to second. One out. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Puckett moves to third. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky is walked intentionally. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Puckett scores. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davidson. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Davidson steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lombardozzi is hit by the pitch. Chuck Krim now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Davidson moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Davidson scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. Laudner moves to second. It's 5-3, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Braggs. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Braggs steals second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck is walked intentionally. Randy Bush pinch hits for Mark Davidson. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krim fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing right field. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Riles moves to third. Castillo moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball for an out. Riles tags and scores. Castillo scores. Molitor tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Keith Atherton now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brunansky throws the ball into Getty, who tags Braggs trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Molitor scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Deer moves to second. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Atherton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Manning now playing right field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gagne moves to third. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti is walked intentionally. Dan Plesac now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. Puckett tags and moves to third. Gaetti tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 6, Brewers, 6. Gene Larkin pinch hits for Randy Bush. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Gaetti scores. It's 8-6, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lombardozzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Newman now playing shortstop. Greg Gagne now playing right field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. There goes Molitor. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Newman bunts in front of the plate. Schroeder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Gagne strikes out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 5-for-5 in the game, with two singles, two doubles, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-6, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first, with Reardon covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.